What a joke you are, ref! Could have seen him flop if my eyes were closed!
Boo! That's worse than Harden!
Do you think they're, like, incentivized to keep the game close?
Come on! Look at that replay! Horrible! Go back to Durham, you heinous excuse for a professional!
Yeah! You made a deal with a blue devil! Boo!
I hope you're partially booing yourself for that deplorable excuse for a joke.
Yes! Roy, rip him a new one!
God, I feel like Coach Williams is gonna give himself a heart attack. He's gotta be pushing 80, right?
Dude, don't put that kind of energy into the universe. He's got health issues.
I'm not saying I want him to have a coronary.
I said don't. Less speaky, more watchy.
All right, okay.
Yes, Tyrone, throw it down!
But doesn't, like, everyone have health issues? I've got bad teeth. You've got ugly fasciitis.
What the hell is that? Oh, hilarious. If you weren't my roommate, you'd be my least favorite person in the whole wide world.
In the whole wide world?
Second least favorite. Next to Mike Krzyzewski.
Oh, yeah. Boo, Coach K.
Boo! You suck!
Coach K, Duke will always be UNC's biatch!
We hate you even though you're legendary!
Time out, North Carolina.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for one lucky Tar Heel fan to get their shot at next year's season tickets. Literally, that's right, everybody. It's the Rival Game Halftime Half Court Shot Challenge. Oh, come on. This is the Duke game, people. Y'all can do better than that.
Hey. Check out that girl standing at the end of our row.
Dude, pay attention to the...
Okay. Section 174, row 33.
Holy shit.
Seat 41. Seat 41.
Dude.
Dude, what's wrong with you? You spilled your soda all over me.
Who cares? It's you! You're the seat! You're taking the half-court shot!
I'm taking the... Oh. Oh, my God.
Seat 41?
Seat 41, that's my boy.
Woohoo.
Congrats to you both. What's your name, 41?
His name is Luke. Luke Minato, Henderson Hall South, room 318, bed A.
Want to give her my social, too?
Pleasure to meet you, Luke. And your representation here. Luke, want to follow me?
Lead the way. Mind if I scooch past you, dingus?
Ow. So stoked for you. Make the South Dorm proud, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna be great. Channel my athletic ability, not yours.
Let's go, Luke. Let's go, Luke. Let's go, Luke. Let's go, Luke. Come on, let's...
Does he realize that sounds like Let's Go Duke?
He doesn't realize a lot of things, like how to not dump diet soda on a friend.
Oh, I was gonna ask if you were just really excited to hear your seat called.
I'd be more excited if you could hook me up with some swag to change into so that when I become a GIF after taking this shot, it won't be due to this giant stain on my pants.
Yeah, unfortunately, my job description begins and ends with explaining the contest rules and maybe providing you with a little light emotional support.
What about... relationship support?
No, nuh-uh. You don't even know my name, Playboy.
Well, you're covering your name tag now, so it's not fair. Erica.
You got, like, laser vision or something?
Nah, I just saw you earlier when you were at the end of our row.
You know, I thought I felt your eyes wander over in my direction.
You're a woman in a power suit, amidst a sea of ugly, smelly dudes. Of course you got my attention.
And yet, I think you were the only one who was looking at me.
Or maybe you were in tune with the fact that I was looking because you were looking at me.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So, all right. Here's the deal. It's pretty simple. You make the shot, you get one free ticket to every home game next season. No taxes, no fees, no choosing where the seat is. You get a running start, but both of your feet need to be behind the half court line by the time you release the ball, or they'll make you do it again. And our annoying PA announcer, Jim, will humiliate you for doing it wrong. Make sense so far?
Think so.
Fabulous. When annoying announcer Jim calls you onto the floor, you'll have to run from the tunnel as fast as you can. We only have like 5 minutes allotted to the whole segment. He'll say some nonsense, you take the shot, you make the shot, and that's all she wrote. Any questions?
Well, it's not so much a question as a concern.
What?
I don't think I can do this.
Can't do what exactly?
Don't think I can take the shot.
You suck that badly?
I mean, I'm not like the most athletic person in any given room.
Oh, come on. You're gonna be great. Don't you remember those extremely inspirational posters from elementary school? You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. What are you so worried about?
You're 100% gonna laugh. I have performance anxiety dating back to a very, very traumatic childhood experience.
Like singing?
Like spelling in front of at least a few hundred people. When I was 11, I made it to the final round of the National Spelling Bee Championship, and if ESPN2 had any sense of humor, you could have seen little me literally throw up all over myself on live television.
Equal parts amazing and awful, but looks like you have a penchant for covering yourself in unwanted fluids. Ew. Wait. So, what was the word?
Versatiloquent. Basically means to speak well. The irony is not lost on me.
I'd ask you to spell it, but I don't want to re-traumatize you.
Versutiloquent. I don't run from my past.
Very impressive. But I think I can top that.
Like, spell a better word?
Like, out-humiliate your humiliation? Okay. High school talent show, end of 11th grade. My awkward phase is in full force.
I would kill to see a pic.
Fortunately, there's no evidence. Thank God.
Bummer.
Sorry, not sorry. Anyway, our local PTA offered a $2,000 scholarship each year to the talent show winner, so it was cutthroat. They introduce me, I walk out. Mind you, at this point, I'm severely overheated.
Okay.
Wait, so get this. I step to the edge of the stage and just faint. Fall right off onto my literal face.
No!
It was only 2 feet, but yeah. Blood, stitches, very bad. But one good thing did come from it.
Huh. What's that?
Best part of falling off that stage? These two babies.
Your teeth?
Mm-hmm. Fake as the fairy herself, but like, aren't they so nice?
They really are. Ever sing the national anthem at a game? Your teeth would look great on the Jumbotron.
Hell no. I'd never let my parents force me to sing in public ever again. Well, except at my great Aunt Norma's funeral.
Well, that was really nice of you.
It wasn't for them. She was good to me growing up, so I paid her back with an Ave Maria.
A classic. Good for you, for not taking their shit.
Huh?
I wish I could push back on my parents more than I do. I'm only at UNC because it's saving them money.
You don't like it?
I mean, now that I've been here long enough, I do, but I'm really only at Carolina because my family went here. That and my high school grades got me free tuition. I mean, I got into Dartmouth, Yale, Princeton.
Oh my God, so sorry to hear that.
don't get me wrong, UNC is awesome. I only brought it up because of your parents pushing you with singing. I thought I'd extend an olive branch.
Yeah. One, not the meaning of extending an olive branch. Didn't you get accepted into Ivy League schools? Two, UNC was my dream school that I got into and that I paid for entirely by myself. So I guess I can't relate to your woe is me tale.
I got in here legitimately too. Obviously, it just, you know, have a lot of family who are alumni, so they all kind of like pushed me to...
Shoot, we gotta run. Okay, wait right here. Remember, when he says your name, run as...
Luke Minato!
Go!
Oh my god.
Let's give it up for Luke! Oh, any day now, Luke!
Ooh, how you feeling, man? You don't look so good.
I'm incredibly nervous, Jim.
Yeah, from the way you're sweating, I would have thought you'd played that entire first half there, buddy. Hey, you gonna be okay, dude? You're not gonna, like, throw up or anything, are you?
Give me the ball, man.
You got it, champ.
All right, you know the rules. Keep those feet behind the line until the ball's out. Let's get loud for Luke, everybody. Come on!
I really thought you had it for a second. I was like, no way this guy's gonna do this. Holy hell, he is gonna do this. And then, just sheer disappointment. Damn, did you think it was going in? How'd it feel on the release?
Not anywhere close to the Leitner shot from 92. Tell you that much.
You weren't even born then, were you?
Ooh. Oh, yeah, your math is correct there.
Wow! Thank God for YouTube there, right? Oh, boy. Anyway, solid attempt there, my friend, and appreciate you coming out. One more time, everybody. Let's give it up for Luke. Come on!
North Carolina game will resume in just a few minutes.
Hey, man, thanks. That was a lot of fun.
If you could just actually clear the floor, they need to do their sweeping routine now there, buddy.
Yeah, of course. Sure. Where do I...
Same tunnel you came in. Bye now.
Hey, Janine, can I get my makeup redone? I think it'll benefit everybody.
Well, you didn't vomit.
I'm vomiting on the inside.
Really, though, so close. Most people throw it over the backboard. But you, a spectacular miss. But one of the precious few who convinced the crowd it was going in, and at the very last second, you pulled the rug right out from under us. You might not be able to spell, but you're quite the storyteller.
Yeah, I guess so. Listen, sorry about before. I think that UNC is a great place to be, and it's really damn cool that you put yourself through college. Pretty good at your job, too.
Even though you missed?
I missed the shot, but I scored by meeting you.
Oh,
come on. That was pretty good. That was okay.
No, it was bad. And to think, I was going to let you come with me to the Canes game.
You were?
Mm-hmm. Everything's better on ice. And since your tuition's so low, let me know when you buy the hockey tickets. Know what I mean? Or do I need to spell it out for you?
I think I got it.
Mm-hmm.